For the past week, one website in Britain has set records for visitors and ultimately had to be shut down. The burden of hits was so great. And here is the news. This website did not feature pornography or pop stars. It didn't offer to find old girlfriends or sell books cheap or search for other websites. The website offered access to the 1901 British Census. After 100 years, the British released their census data, and apparently they do so to a very eager public. Simon O'Hagan has written about this for the British newspaper The Independent on Sunday. Mr. O'Hagan, how much demand was there for this website?
Well, the demand was quite astonishing, and it far exceeded what the people at the Public Record Office, which is the body that released the 1901 census, could possibly anticipate. It was launched at 9 a.m. on the 2nd of January, and they had anticipated about 1 million hits that first day. They were quickly up to 1 million hits per hour, and I have to say, Robert, that it was when America woke up that the problems really began, because you were all logging onto it as well, and that took the hits up to 7 million an hour. And the result was that the vast majority of people weren't able to access the website in the first instance.
What is it that you can find out about your ancestors by looking at the 1901 census?
Well, British censuses, they record people's their homes, who lives in the house at any given time, the ages of the people in the house, professions of the adult members of the household, how much they earn. A great deal of social documentation can be built up through censuses, and this is how the British government works out how many people aged between 60 and 80 there are going to be in 20 years' time, and all this kind of thing. Well, and when you're talking about 1901, it's a terrific snapshot into the past. We can quickly find out the kind of jobs people were doing, and we can find out the kind of jobs our great-great-grandfathers were doing, and that's fascinating to anybody who cares about their family tree.
Well, what do you think it says about people in Britain today, or for that matter, people in America today who joined in the logging in this website, that so many people are eager to see who was doing what, living where, and with whom in 1901 in Britain?
Well, we're going through a big history boom in this country at the moment. We've had a number of very successful TV series and books and exhibitions, all historically based. I'm talking now compared with, say, the 1970s on British television. And the defining characteristic of this kind of history is it's very, very personal. To give you an example, we've had, in the last 3 or 4 years, one of our top best-selling books was, I'm sure you know this, was Anthony Beevor's History of Stalingrad, the Battle for Stalingrad in the Second World War. Now, this, on the face of it, would seem to be rather a dry academic subject, but he brought it alive with diaries and letters, and this book has sold in hundreds of thousands, and it's been particularly popular with women, I've read that. That's just one example, and I think where people feel that they can get back to the real-life stories of their own kith and kin, I think it really is striking a chord.
And, Mr. O'Hagan, did you find some ancestor in the 1901 census that you were satisfied with?
I couldn't get on to the 1901 census. I was one of those people, one of the vast majority of people who couldn't get on.
Mr. O'Hagan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.